Welcome to the Tuesday, May the 8th, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming at you live from Round Rock, Texas. Got a few announcements that I'm going to make, and then we're going to go down the trail of a gentleman that some of you may have heard of, others may not. So we're going to bring you up to speed on that, and that gentleman's name is Leo Wanta. Fascinating story. Some people say it's not true. But again, I've been researching this thing for over a year, keeping up with the events behind it, and I cannot find any flies in this ointment, so you be the judge. Stick around and listen. First, I want to mention, as I always do, if you would like a copy of Freedom to Fascism, simply drop an email to freedom777 at safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777 at safe-mail.net. Also, remember, RBN is on a pledge drive. I just walked out of a meeting just a few minutes ago and walked right in here to the broadcast booth, and I'm telling you that RBN has some really, really exciting things behind the scenes that are happening here, and I'm excited about it. It looks like they've got some long-range, really, really good plans. So I want you, again, we still have some back bills to pay. I want to thank all of the listeners who have contributed. It has helped, but we're not over the hump yet. We're getting there. But again, I want to put out the idea to dig down as deep as you can, folks. Remember, this network brings valuable information to everybody out there, and it's information that you can use to turn other people on to, bring them into the network, cause the network to grow. That's what we're doing behind the scenes here, is we're toying with different ideas and putting some things together to do just that. But we need your help. So if you would, dig down as deep as you can, send a check or money if you need to, or go into the website at republicbroadcasting.org, click on PayPal, or if you want to send your donation, it's Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that's 1015. What is it? Oh, 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Give us as much as you can give us, folks. Donate. It's for a good cause. And I think with your help, we're going to get over this thing. One more quick thing before the break. You know, they talk about Dennis Kucinich put this gun bill together. He proposed legislation to ban all guns. He put it through. Now, nobody's heard anything about that. But there, CNSNews.com, I was just handed this article that I think is very ridiculous. I'm just going to read you two quick sentences out of it. It says, a Second Amendment group says Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez should resign as the nation's highest-ranking law enforcement officer, giving his troubling support for a new gun control bill that seeks to close the terror gap in federal law. Bill number S-1237 would give the Attorney General, a presidential appointee, the authority to suspend or cancel someone's Second Amendment right, even if that person has never been charged with a crime. The Second Amendment Foundation warned. That means it's selective enforcement. If this bill were to go through, they can pick and choose whoever they want to take their guns. Now, that could be anybody. Could be for any reason. Every time we turn around and we win a battle, they throw 10 more at us. So this is why we've got to keep fighting, folks. We've got to keep those donations coming in, keep this network on, and keep bringing people in. It's very important. Okay, my guest today, and by the way, Mr. Don Nikoloff will be with me every Tuesday now for an update on Leo Wanta and possibly other issues. So look forward to that on Tuesdays from this point forward. This is Michael Herzog, republicbroadcastingnetwork.org, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Stick with me. I'll be back in three with my guest, Don Nikoloff.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered. Our esteemed elders are euthanized. and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And I've got my special guest, Don Nikoloff, on the line. We're going to give you a quick overview. We're going to bring you up to speed on this escapade, if you will, and talk about what's going on behind the scenes, what's not reported on the airwaves, and also some of the things that happened that all tie in with other events that you may heard a little bit about, but you didn't get the real story. So anyway, without further ado, let me bring Don up. Don, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Michael.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Short night last night. I was up pretty late, but other than that, I'm fine. On this Leo Wanta issue, you know, I've covered this behind the scenes, and I've had several listeners, Don, that have sent me emails that have asked me to cover it. They've sent me emails to forward to John to ask him to cover it. And John doesn't cover it. And I've explained to the listeners that the reason a lot of hosts don't cover it is because it's just too intricate for them. And it's something, as you know, that we have to continue to follow up on because different events are transpiring pretty much on a daily or weekly basis. And if you don't continue to follow this story, then you kind of get lost in the mix. Would you agree?
That's absolutely correct.
Okay, what I'd like for you to do, if you would, Don, is to bring the listeners up to speed. I know you also have, if I remember correctly, you have some video clips that we may play as well, right?
We tried streaming those, and the bandwidth won't allow it to happen without a stutter. So we're going to maybe hold that for the future I'll get the audio to you guys so you can run it from the studio.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Well, let's get started with an overview of, what this whole story is all about. And hold on. What? Just a second, Don. Everything on?
Can you hear Don okay?
Yeah, I can hear him okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, go ahead, Don.
Ask Marcus if he can back off on the foldback on your mic and the music feed.
Back off on the, excuse me, folks. Marcus, can you back off on the foldback of the, oh, you heard him, right? Okay. Yeah. All right. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Better. Yeah, you're distorting a little bit. So, okay. Back in the mid-1980s, President Ronald Reagan, under Presidential Order 12333, asked Leo E. Wanta, who was an intelligence agent for the U.S. Treasury, and he had CIA and FIA connections as well, to embark upon a mission to destroy the financial status of the Soviet Union. And he did this by purchasing discount rubles and then reselling them on the international market for a profit. Now, he went to a bank in Holland and accomplished that. He was getting anywhere from 18 cents to 23 cents on the dollar, purchasing rubles and then turning around and selling them at their market value of $1.20. And this was even known amongst principals in the Soviet Union that this was being done. He actually had an office in Moscow. Mm-hmm. He set up under this presidential order, intelligence agencies are permitted to set up businesses. Of course, they're to be above board as far as our country's concerned. But this was a mission that Wanta carried out on the basis of President Reagan determining that he's really the only agent he could trust to do this.
Okay.
That his honesty was impeccable, and it's remained so to this date. Now, what Wanta did is accumulated $27.5 trillion, that's with a T and an R, not million, not billion, $27.5 trillion, which he put in offshore accounts and virtually all over the world. He had accounts in Austria, in Vienna, where his business was located. He also had a partner in Hong Kong. And his Ameritrust Group, Inc., is the official company. Now, he had subsidiaries that sprung off from this, and that was to be able to distribute the money and to track it. The Promise software was the actual software used to keep track of all of these complex banking transactions. And he was given that software, as well as many other governments. In fact, the software had a backdoor code that our government or anyone who knew about that code could get into other computer systems. Mm-hmm. It was sold to various foreign countries. Israel is known to have it. The Justice Department uses it. In fact, I don't believe they're using it with integrity. It's being used to manipulate accounts all over the world to funnel money.
The Promise software is software that has a back door. I mean, there's financial institutions, government, you know, operations and so forth are using this software. But whoever the inventor of this software has deliberately created a back door in the software to allow other people to get into it. Isn't that correct?
I don't believe that Inslaw did that. I believe that once the software was basically hijacked, because it ended up not being a kosher business transaction.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Hamilton had developed this for Inslaw, and it basically was stolen from him. Edwin Meese was reported to have been the one that gave it to Saddam Hussein, and Yitzhak Rabin had it in Israel, and you can presume that every favorable government to them use that, and their intelligence agencies.
Okay.
And so it was sold really illegally, because they only had a lease agreement with Inslaw. It wasn't their property. Mm-hmm. Now, the interesting thing about this software is that it has a command line structure of over 700,000 commands. So you can imagine the complexity of calculations in finances that it can track. A person doesn't need to do that. They put their codes in there to disguise where the money is going and where it's stored, where it's intended to move. And they can do this in a matter of seconds. They can make trillions of dollars appear in an account, earn a quick interest, and move it out before anybody even finds out about it.
Okay.
And the charges are that this has been done during 9/11. It's been done virtually, it's being done just about every day now, ever since we've been in this war in Iraq. Now, to make a long story short, Ambassador Wanta was confronted at one time by George Herbert Walker Bush at his Hong Kong office. And his business partner, Howie Kung Kwok was his name. The two of them refused to give George Bush any of the money. Said this money is going to be repatriated into the U.S. Treasury per President Reagan's order. It's not your money. And they flat out refused to give him any of the money. 10 days later, Wanta's partner ended up dead, having been poisoned in a restaurant. Now, the coincidence of that is just beyond any other supposition than to say that he would have been behind that in some fashion. I remind the listeners also that at one point, after Richard Nixon resigned from office under the Watergate scandal, that Bush was ushered to a position in the embassy in Beijing. He wasn't specifically an ambassador, but he was a liaison, even though many biographies erroneously report that he was the Chinese ambassador. That's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
And so Wanta eventually was lured into Switzerland under the pretext of arresting Mark Rich, who was basically fleeing. He had been indicted in New York City for money laundering and just a massive corruption. Mark Rich had been written about by Sherman Skolnick and some other writers, so this is not a new topic. This is old business.
Right.
And the closing hours of Clinton's Bill Clinton's presidency, it was called a ninth or an 11th hour a pardon. Rich was pardoned and fled to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
He was involved in the theft of a lot of the Wanta money, and he was deeply involved in backdoor business deals with the UN and basically operating these accounts for Bush. Now, he was lured into Switzerland to arrest Mark Rich, and in fact, he himself was arrested and put in a Swiss gulag, a Swiss dungeon, literally. And there were numerous attempts on his life. They tried to poison him with cheese, which he did not eat. A prisoner in the
what kind
the
of cheese
dungeon.
Was that? Was that Limburger cheese? What was that?
It may have been Swiss cheese,
okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Hey, with listen, the holes.
Don, let me stop you for just a minute because I'm curious about something. Now,
sure.
As we know, and hold that thought, okay, but as we know, you know, for example, the Iran hostages situation back in 79, you know, supposedly the day that Reagan took office, they were released because, they were afraid of Reagan. But really, there was a deal made behind the scenes politically to release those hostages to make it look like that. Nothing happens in politics by accident. What I'm getting to here is that when Leo Wanta destabilized the Russian economy and the ruble basically pretty much collapsed, isn't that about the time where Reagan got on TV and said, "Mr. Gorbachev, bring down that wall"?
Absolutely.
Right. And so the real reason that wall came down is because the economy was totally destabilized. It's not because, you know, the Russians said, "Okay, well, we're going to be Americans now," right?
Yeah, that's true. Now you have to understand that we're given this picture that all of this is happening, this Cold War is nothing but just a script.
Right, yeah. Okay, listen, Don, we're going to take a break, okay?
Sure.
We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave. Stick with us. It gets better.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust attack. just war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, and I have my special guest, Don Nikoloff, on the line. We're bringing you up to speed on the Leo Wanta story, which is an ongoing thing. It's like Wanta Gate is what we call it, because this has been going on for, what, Don, about a year and a half now? Is that...
Oh, no, this has been going on since 1993.
Right, no, I'm talking about since Leo Wanta, I believe he filed suit in federal court. Right.
Yeah, we'll get to that. I don't want to jump ahead.
All right, that's okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I had mentioned that he was arrested and put in a Swiss gulag for 134 days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, prior to that, and we're looking at within a week prior to that arrest, Vince Foster, and a lot of people remember that name, went to Switzerland to pick up $250 million, which was ordered by President Clinton under Hillary Clinton's pet project, the Children's Defense Fund.
Right.
That was a CIA shell corporation that basically used the money for their covert purposes. Shortly, within a few days after that, Foster was found dead. And I believe it was related to that money and a lot of other issues that were on the table, because he had Whitewater and you had the Madison loan scandal in Little Rock, and then there were just too many things there. He was definitely a liability to the Clintons.
Mm-hmm.
The Clintons had also gotten their hands on the money too, and that's one example right there.
Right. Well, now Foster had too much. He had a lot of dirt on the Clintons, didn't he?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Wanta was eventually, after 134 days, he was extradited to New York. Now, keep in mind, he was an ambassador. He was actually the ambassador from Somalia to Switzerland and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
In essence, he was an agent working on behalf of the Somalian government, also working on some investments that the government was conducting. So... He had diplomatic privilege. They put him in full body shackles. We're talking ankles, feet, even neck, okay, and paraded him through airports in Europe and then in New York, took him to federal court before Judge Alice Ross, and Judge Ross, within 15 minutes, dismissed the case, did inquire why he had $18 billion in high-value notes in his briefcase, and when he began to explain to her why, the federal prosecutor rushed to get him out of the courtroom. On the courthouse steps, he was arrested by two individuals posing as New York undercover police officers who basically apologized but said that he was being indicted for tax fraud in the state of Wisconsin. Now, keep in mind, he hadn't lived for years in Wisconsin. In fact, when you live outside of the country for 6 years, any money you earn is not taxable in the United States, as long as you're not working for the United States government. Now, he was an undercover officer by presidential order, working in his own capacity, working on the behalf of the United States, but exempt from that. And it started out as a 15-cent tax, and then it all of a sudden he had a penalty of $14,129, which was paid on two occasions, and then a third $30,000 payment was paid somewhat later, and already after he was in prison. Now they're asking for more than $40,000.
And they were all bogus charges.
They're all bogus charges, and Governor Tommy Thompson knows about this and probably benefited from the $18 trillion. Mm-hmm. According to Leo Wanta's official press mouthpiece. Now, that man happens to be Christopher Story, FRSA, who is from England. The FRSA is a particular fraternity he belongs to that is recognizing his accomplishments. He's a geo-financial intelligence expert and also a geopolitical expert. And he's been writing about this for over 37 years. He has numerous publications that are purchased by governments, very large corporations, and people who we would all recognize. So he's known internationally. He has spoken twice before Congress, as Congress knows who this man is. Now, why is this being covered up? Well, because the people in this country would be absolutely furious if they really knew that this was true. So the best way to try to hide it is to keep it out of the media. And unfortunately, they've not been able to do that. Christopher Story's website, worldreports.org, reports about all of these things. He has published numerous accounts of this, a 480-page book, which is the International Currency Review, Volume 31, Numbers 3 and 4, plus a 24-page separate booklet on the corruption going on in the Wisconsin courts.
Well, Don, let me stop you just for a second. I mean, you know, there are people out there that are skeptical, saying, well, I don't know about this, blah, 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 blah. And the fact of the matter is that nobody's going to go and file a lawsuit in a federal court, okay?
Which he did.
Okay, falsely, because you can go to prison for that. Why would somebody go to the efforts, especially a world-renowned financier, or, you know, in the financial world, write a 468-page book on this, okay? Why would you waste your time if it were a fraud?
Well, that's just one publication, the 480 pages.
Okay, let's take a break here, okay? Don't mean to interrupt you. I just, you know, throw a question out once in a while. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Don Nikoloff. We'll be back in three. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org. It's getting better. Stick with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I have my special guest, Don Nikoloff, on the line, and we're bringing you up to speed on the Leo Wanta story, which has been going on for a long time. A lot of people don't know about it. A lot of people do know about it, but for some reason, the media does not cover this issue for a lot of reasons. But anyway, Don, go ahead.
Okay, well, to make a long story short, Wanta was imprisoned, and there was the withholding of the evidence of this $18 billion note, high-value notes that were in his briefcase. Those were never reported on the manifest of, you know, his possessions that were taken from him. He went into a series of what are described as gulags, where a deputy sheriff would go into the cell dressed up like a prisoner and beat him to a pulp, not succeeding. This was when Bill Clinton was president, by the way.
Okay.
And then attempts to have him declared insane, further attempts to kill him, and he survived all of these. Basically, it's been a nightmare for the past 14 years.
Well, the CIA, did the CIA not actually announce or say that he was dead?
Yes, they were, so they could attack the funds. They spread the rumor and forged his signature and whatever, you know, to perpetrate this.
Okay.
Because it would be perpetrating fraud on these banks, and they're doing this on the behalf of these intelligence agencies and on behalf of the American people.
Right.
Remember, Ambassador Wanta, per presidential order, intended to have this money repatriated into our treasury.
Right. And, you know, this sounds like, okay, well, he was in prison back in the 90s when Clinton was in office, but this has been an ongoing escapade that affects us as Americans to this day. Okay.
Oh yes.
Right now,
yes.
And we're getting. I don't want to get ahead of you here. Okay. So go ahead, continue. I just want to let the listeners know we're going to bring it right up to the present here at some point. Go ahead, Don.
Yes. Well, there was a letter that he had written to President Clinton, which resulted in his release from prison, but he was under house arrest. And keep in mind, they even swindled his house from him, and supposedly someone with the state attorney general's office in the state of Wisconsin is living in his house, which they stole from him while he was falsely incarcerated. Keep in mind also he is still a diplomat and still has diplomatic immunity, yet this is how they're treating him while they're stealing this money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look at anything else going on in our country at this time, we have illegal wars being fought. We have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people being murdered senselessly, and you have millions of people sneaking into our borders or allowed to sneak into our borders, you ask yourself, how can that be? These are the very same people who are stealing this money. So let's consider that. Consider all the freedom of speech and all of the rights that are being taken away from us. It's the same people stealing the money. Now, because you don't see it on TV doesn't mean it's not happening. In fact, they use the money to bribe the media not to put it on.
Well, right. Okay? Well, we were on the subject, Don, of some of these, you know, coincidental events like Reagan saying, Gorbachev, bring down that wall. But another coincidental event that I want to bring up is, and I believe it was in 1989, when George Bush Sr. Invaded Panama? What do you remember the year when he went after Noriega?
It seems like it was around that time, or maybe possibly a little bit later.
Yeah, it was. I'll tell you, it was. I see. I went down the investigative rabbit hole on this about a year ago, so I'm a little fuzzy here. But I do recall this: that I saw a document of a wire transfer of $1 billion that was transferred from a bank here in the United States to a bank in Panama under the name of Jorge Bush. And coincidentally, it was within, I believe, 90 days of them going into Panama and getting Noriega. Just a lot of anomalies, a lot of coincidences surrounding these events that I find fascinating. So go ahead. I'll just throw one of those out once in a while, Don.
That's a very astute observation, because somewhere around that time is when he also invested in the Texas Rangers baseball team.
Interesting. Well, now there was another one. Yitzhak Rabin, I believe, okay, was assassinated during this timeline, and he had some affiliation with Vince Foster, didn't he?
This was after Huanta's arrest. In fact, Yitzhak Rabin had written a letter to the Swiss authorities. There were several countries which stood to make $5 billion out of this arrangement, and it had to do, I believe, with their involvement in the procurement and disbursement of these funds and their cooperation. Israel was one of the countries, and Rabin wanted that money, but he also sincerely wanted Huanta released. Holland, Germany, France, Spain, Mexico, and Italy, I believe, were some of the other countries. Russia was due $30 billion. Now, coincidentally, China, because of Huanta's office in China, stood out of this. We really need to look at the accumulated interest over this period of time, because those funds have risen to over $75 trillion.
Well, now, let me stop you for a minute here and explain to the listeners. Matter of fact, I just got a telephone call this morning from a fellow that's doing private investigation work for a guy that lost a bearer bond that was stolen from him it was over $1 billion. And in this country, the term international trading is illegal. You cannot do it here. But it's done all over the world. As a matter of fact, I believe that this is the only country that it is illegal to do it. Would you agree with that, Don?
Yes. In fact, they're using ships. They're turning ships into embassies and putting foreign flags on them. to skirt the taxes and the off-balance sheet transactions.
Right, but this, when you do an international trade, somebody puts up a bearer bond, for example, for $1 billion, and I don't claim to be an expert on this, even though I am in finance, because this is even beyond my expertise. But you can take a $1 billion bearer bond, contract with it to go somehow through fractional banking throughout the world, and really double and triple your money in a 60-day period with things like this.
Oh, very short amount of time.
Right.
Wanta himself explained that if you kept that original $27.5 trillion in an account untouched for 2 years, it would double in size.
Right. And the reason I know about this, I'm sorry to interrupt you again, the reason I know about this is because I entered into one of these very same type of agreements with an international trade over in the Philippines. It was about 12 years ago, I believe. So I understand the principles of it. I just don't understand exactly how it works. So it does exist, folks, and it is being done throughout the world. Go ahead.
Well, they work out percentages with the participating banks and institutions that are involved in these things. These are what we would call Ponzi schemes. In a lot of cases, the investors do not get their money. They never see their money, much like what Leo Wants is going through.
Now, right.
To go back to his dilemma. President Clinton had him released. He's under house arrest in Wisconsin, and he filed a federal lawsuit in the state of Virginia, where his Ameritrust Group, Inc. was located, and he won the case. He made a settlement to facilitate this thing and to repatriate the taxes would have put $1.575 trillion into our treasury. We would have paid off our debt. We could have gotten rid of the Federal Reserve, and we would be on easy street as a nation. Instead, they have chosen to play games with that percentage. They have kept the totality of the $4.5 trillion settlement that he made. He didn't go after the whole 75-plus trillion. They basically could have gotten away with this massive theft scot-free had they done this. But they're even keeping the $4.5 trillion settlement.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for people to imagine that much money. It's hard for people to imagine $1 trillion. But that's the figure that the media is throwing around about Chicago, China right now. You know, Henry Paulson, the Treasury Secretary, has gone there a couple of times to try to work out backdoor business deals, changing the percentages and trying to corrupt Leo Wanta and his vice president treasurer, Michael C. Cottrell, by bringing him into this as if this is going to be a bona fide business transaction. The Chinese do not trust our government. The people in this country need to know that they do not trust our government. They trust Leo Wanta. Leo Wanta has always kept his word and always complied with any regulations that he was required to, having had a business in Hong Kong. Now, this money has gone through Bank of America. It's gone to Wachovia. It's been managed by Goldman Sachs. And isn't it interesting that the appointment of Paulson to the U.S. Treasury followed his chairmanship of Goldman Sachs? And that company is keeping the funds from reaching wants his account at J.P. Morgan Chase. They deny the money's there. Then they say, oh, it's coming. And then it's found in Deutsche Bank. It's found passing through communist North Vietnam. They track $25 trillion to India. Now that the authorities are onto that, they're moving the money back through Deutsche Bank. They pulled a fast one recently. This is March 29th and 30th with the Bank of England, with promises to skirt this money through Deutsche Bank. They actually went to Commerce Bank. Now, what they did is they basically bankrupted the Bank of England. They shut down the computer system for about an 8-hour period. Regular British citizens couldn't cash their payroll checks.
Now, this is recently, right?
This is March 29th.
And this is this is the real reason why the Queen of England right now is in our country and has made
you
a trip over.
You better believe it.
Right.
You better believe it. She wasn't here for the Kentucky Derby.
Right. Okay.
And she made a comment when she arrived that even close friends can have differences, which was, according to Christopher Story, a cryptic remark that it, they're not very happy that this is considered an act of war against England. And people need to know that this is going on. We have people saying, well, they're not reporting it in the media. What are they talking about? Are they talking about Iraq? Or do we really know what's going on in Iraq and the mercenary armies that are there, Blackwater, for instance?
You hear little about it unless you really do some deep research, and I have, and I know Blackwater is a mercenary group, and that's sadly, that's what you've got the video clip on that we can't play. And how many mercenaries are over there right now that you hear nothing about?
There's 100,000 now. According to my sources, there is about 3,000 that are trained in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Prince, a millionaire, runs these training camps, but they've opened up camps in Illinois and in California. Now, read between the lines. They've got our military all over the world, and they're setting up these private paramilitary mercenary organizations that they very easily could use to turn on our people. And we need to take notice of the fact that that's going on. I'm not saying that that's the intention, but it sure appears to be. When you undermine our military, when you undermine our treasury, when you undermine our food supplies, our ecology, and our people and their capacity to earn a living, you are not serving the country. You are serving yourselves.
And these mercenaries that they're training here in the United States, do you know if there are a lot of foreign mercenaries, or are they all United States?
I've heard that there are soldiers from Czechoslovakia, from Romania, or I should say Slovakia now, because it's changed quite a bit. But your guess is as good as mine. But these are from various foreign countries. There are American families who are suing Blackwater Corporation for the deaths of their loved ones, and the numbers that are reported are far, far greater than what we're told in the media.
Mm-hmm.
The media spends its time telling us about Anna Nicole Smith, Britney Spears, and now Paris Hilton. Okay, we get these nonstop stories, and they say, oh, that's what the people want. But as soon as someone comes forward with research and the truth and really reports what's going on, do you think Christopher Story doesn't have anything better to do with his life than report about the criminality going on worldwide that's threatening to push our country and the rest of the world into a nuclear war? Do you think he has nothing better to do than that? And this is his specialty, and he has become the mouthpiece for Leo Wanta, because Wanta's intention is to repatriate this money to the United States. Unfortunately, the Illuminati-controlled Federal Reserve will lose out on that money.
Well, this is creating, economic havoc in a number of countries. For example, I'm going back to when I was doing, some deep research on this. There was an incident. Well, there's been more than one incident, but there was an incident with Secretary of the Treasury Paulson that was actually detained in Germany over this.
December 23rd of 2006, he was arrested in Germany for trying to stop the Wanta funds from being released.
And also, there was an incident in Australia involving Cheney. As a matter of fact, there's been more than one incident involving Cheney that you never hear anything about.
Yes.
The one in tell us about the Australia incident, Don.
The Australian incident, I believe, I don't have the date right before me, but it's like the latter portion of March. He was in Australia, and then he went on to Pakistan via Malaysia. Now, Malaysia was not a scheduled stop. When he was in Australia, I believe under the authority of the Supreme Court, he was being served a subpoena because of his complicity in this, holding the money back.
Mm-hmm.
This has moved to Michael Chertoff. It's also moved to Cheney's son-in-law.
Rumsfeld's involved in this as well.
Yes, the whole administration is involved, as well as some congressmen and some senators.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I say congressmen, I mean House of Representatives and also some senators. A total of 1,500 or more people inside the Beltway. Now, these accounts have been found. These accounts have been frozen by some of the foreign governments, these offshore accounts. They've been frozen permanently, and they're going to have to pay taxes on these, and they have to show source. And if there's any fraud detected, they have triple damages. So these people are in some deep doo-doo right now.
Okay, also regarding these incidents, and I just wanted to touch on this, there was an incident, and I believe there were, you know, it was a little spat that was reported in mainstream news. Matter of fact, there was two incidents, I think, at the White House where there was actually shots that were fired involving Cheney. One of them was.
Okay. Well, in terms of Australia, during this service, there were the process servers, at least one or more were killed by Cheney's guards, and then he flew under the pretext of a mechanical failure to Malaysia, probably to set up some kind of heavy-duty backup for when he arrived in Pakistan. Mm-hmm. Now, on April 18th of this year, there was a shootout, and this was briefly reported in the media that gunshots were heard from the White House. But then it was explained away as guns going off accidentally.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Don, let's take a break, and we'll be back in three with some more good stuff. This is fascinating. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 Shortwave. I'll see you in three. It's even going to get better. Stick with me.
Alright, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So, we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right. right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Short segment coming up here. We're with Don Nikoloff talking about Leo Wanta and bringing you up to speed on this story. Fascinating story with a lot of twists and turns, and the reason that I decided to report it again is because it does affect all of us. It affects our economy. It's affecting economies all over the world, and there's new events that continue to happen on a daily and weekly basis that I think it's time that we need to be aware of, folks. So with that, Don, let's get back to the story.
Well, two events, and the event I mentioned, the taking down of the Bank of England, basically they were able to swindle some $4.8 trillion worth of gold and pass it through Commerce Bank. And Deutsche Bank is absolutely furious about it because they were led to believe that they were going to get their hands on this money. Now, this was just insanity. There's no other way to describe it. These people, as Christopher Story calls them, a kleptocracy. They're just involved in money laundering, and it involves some major financial institutions here in the United States. Goldman Sachs and Company, Bank of America, Citibank, Wachovia Bank, J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of Nova Scotia, Chemical Bank, First Union Bank, and then other banks in the United States and in foreign countries, some of which I have mentioned. In the Far East, we're talking all over the Asia-Pacific Rim, and, Spain, Holland, Germany, wherever they can find somebody corrupt to do business with them.
I would say that it would be safe to say that a good description to put on these people that are behind the scenes is the way that Laura Knight Jadzik described them. That is, they're psychopaths. They're megalomaniacs. We've got all these banks that are involved. We've had incidences at the White House, two of them, I believe. Am I correct there?
Yeah, there was one that occurred back when President Reagan. I think you might be confusing that with something else. I'll clear that up in a moment.
Okay.
Back when President Reagan was in the White House, Leo Wanta says there was an attempt on his life that he was able to thwart. But this more recent one was involving the attempt, again, under the authority of the Supreme Court to serve a subpoena on Dick Cheney. And these were gold badges, it was reported. One was killed and two were wounded. Now, there may have been more that died, but what they're doing in the process of serving a subpoena is murdering people. I mean, this is quite a bit out of hand, and, of course, not a word in the media about it. Mm-hmm. Now, they're trying to set up Michael C. Cottrell. They're trying to entrap him in a situation. They discovered a computer screen at a bank in Jersey Channel Islands that a person with the proper codes can go in there and manipulate money into an account supposedly belonging to Michael Cottrell. But he does not do business with that bank, and they've forged his signature, as they have at various other banks around the world and throughout this country. They know he's the treasurer and vice president of Ameritrust Group, and they're trying to frame him.
Go ahead.
There's one other story. There was an attempt. Oh, here we go.
That's all right. We got a minute. Go ahead.
They attempted to entice him into a $500 trillion yen to euros deal. And again, these are these phony derivatives that allow them to make these enormous interest rates overnight as they're moving these funds from bank to bank. Mm-hmm. In a matter of split seconds.
Okay, let's break with that. Now, when we come back at the top of the hour, I want to talk about this affects the pound versus the dollars that they do see in the mainstream, I believe. So stick with us. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. This is Michael Herzog with my guest Don Nikoloff, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. It's republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect